Hi there, my name is Apostle Emmanuel Liren. I came to the office as usual and I'm accosted by my team. I hear that they have some vintage videos and pictures they want to show me, and they've tagged it 10 key moments in the past 10 years, you know, to commemorate our 10th anniversary as a ministry. I'm waiting to see what they have. I just hope they're not planning to be mischievous or any such thing, but hey, listen, let's see what they have. It just had to be this one first, didn't it? So, well, this was my 200 level. I attended Covenant in Rested. This was C303 John Hall. Is it John? Yeah, John Hall. And I just knew I wanted to create a picture that will give me a fair idea of where God was taking me to. So I just wanted a picture that depicted something like that. So I took this picture. I got someone with a camera, a DSLR. What you might not know is that this picture is photoshopped. So the table is not actually black. I mean, we just had small tables that were used in the hostels at the time. So I just put them adjacent, you know, so two tables. It was L-shaped, you know, and they were actually brown. But I just wanted it to look like an office setting, just to create a powerful picture in my mind. Pictures have gotten me this far, by the way. You know, so I went to my friend and I told him to do some little edits on it and to make the table black and to make the laptop black. That's not a black laptop. In reality, that was my first laptop, and it was not black, it was gray in color. So this is just beautiful because it reminds me of how compelling the vision has always been, you know, and how intentional that I've always been about this vision. And somehow, I don't know how God miraculously just ingrained the confidence in the core of my being. It's a lot, but we're here. And that jacket, don't even get me started. You may not recognize it, but my dad bought me that jacket himself in a very fancy place, you know. Forget he had to bend down to pick it up, but I mean, it was the island of Lagos, you know. So, I mean, I think the designer was Pericardine or something. The fake one, though, but yeah. Also, since we're talking about a picture that depicted my future, the suit was big on purpose so that I could grow into it. You get it? You get it? Anyway, if you don't get it, forget about it. Anyway, that's that about this picture. Wow. Now, this was my first public sermon. My first. And this picture is older than it looks. This picture was taken February 2009. I called it The Hope of His Calling. That was the theme of the program, The Hope of His Calling. I preached from Ephesians chapter 1, verse 15 to 19. And this was the day we actually launched Triumph 30 Devotional. Triumph 30 Devotional. You don't see it in the picture because the blessed printer was still bringing it. He brought it towards the end of the program. You know? But that was the launch of Triumph 30 Devotional. And it's just beautiful how far God has brought us. Wow, nostalgia is real. So this is really beautiful. This held in Gowan Estate, Glasshouse Parish of Redeemed Christian Church of God. So I'd been invited once or twice to do something for the youth. In fact, one of them, I joined him like a music team just to sing, to tag along, and I had served in the church as a drummer. So we needed a place where we could have a conference, and they graciously allowed me use the place. And so that was the first program. I was so blessed, so blessed.
Wow.
This is also very emotional because by this time, it became clear to everyone that something special was happening in this ministry. So we're celebrating the anniversary of our youth fellowship, the triumphant youth fellowship, you know, and we had this beautiful program. I preached on the blood of Jesus. It was about the blood. You know, I can picture what the flyer looked like, you know, and it just had the blood of Christ. I can't really remember the intricate details. A lot of amazing things happened. The power of God was manifest. Just looking at this picture, seeing a lot of faces. If you look to my, how do I put it now? If you look to the left of the picture, the person standing to my left is Tomi, who is the husband to Bisola Badijo. Yeah, I mean, who is Pastor Bisola's husband? You know, so he has followed me that long. Then, after him, beside him, there's a lady. After that lady is another lady who is, guess who? That's Laju, former Aranyeka, now Iren. I gave her a cool surname. Just imagine with her book, just writing author Aranyeka. You know, you're gonna, the front cover cannot take that surname. But now, just Iren. Anyway, but do you understand? And, you know, you can see that I fed her well. You know. You know, the interesting thing is, I'm not even sure. Okay, I think I'd started shooting my shot from here. She was doing Shakara, but God saved her, you know. Anyway, God saved me too. I'm just very glad. Like, this is so beautiful. The person by her side is Pastor Anu. Yes, that's Pastor Anu. She's not much of a foodie, so I don't know why she was drinking instead of posing for the picture here. I just don't understand. Next time you see her, you need to ask her, what is happening here, Pastor Anu? Why? I mean, it's just a click of the camera. You could have waited a few seconds. I don't know what's happening here, but well, there she is, you know, and I'm just really grateful how far God has brought us.
There. You know, towards the end of the early ministry of Jesus, the Pharisees made a comment about him. They said,
see, the whole world has gone after him.
A few years afterwards, even the apostles had the same report. They were said to have turned the world upside down. This makes us know something. The word gospel and worldwide revolution
are one and the same thing.
The exact same thing is about to happen at the Lagos State, Nigeria. On the
8th oh my September, God, pause it!
When we'll be given 2,000...
Oh my God! Oh my God. Listen, I mean, I think this exemplifies everything that I stand for and everything I've been emphasizing, that a good content needs a good package. And I'm just humbled by the fact that we have always done our best to make the gospel look like the big deal that it is, you know, and the intentionality. By the way, the person who did the visual effects, you know, is Chinedu, who is still with us now. We fondly call him Uncle Chi. You know, and I mean, this is just a legacy of loyalty, of love for the Lord, of vision, you know, and I'm just thrilled. I'm just grateful to God. The level of intentionality, even the numbers, you know, to call were customized, you know, 8888, you know, and I'm just like, so what I see here is, I just remember how much energy has been expended for this cause, you know, and because I believed it was worth it. I believed he is worth it, like Jesus, you know, and I still do. I still do. So this is so inspiring. I want to watch it till the end. I really like this tie. You see, I've been telling you people, this, oh boy, this drip can still work today. I've been trying to tell y'all. Look at that. Okay. Look at the choice of colors. Look at the, so I think that's just very beautiful, very nostalgic. I definitely needed a good barber, but hey, let that slide. Jesus. Oh, wow. This one. Oh, God. Vision is so powerful. Oh, God. So what is happening here? We had found a hall for our first church venue. We had paid the first installment. And I just told the manager, the hall manager of at the time, this is M Square Hall, Ikotuigbe, Toluwani Bus Stop, Ijegun Road, you know. And I told him I wanted to take a picture in it. So they let us in. And I just stretched my hand and I envisioned, you know, the hall filled with people. And then I even began to say, you know, just jokingly, seriously, over there at the gallery, are you ready? Take it in Jesus' name, you know, and all of that. You know, and this is just a very powerful picture. I think it's a miracle. You can only be so sure that God will use you this much by the help of the Holy Spirit. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to stand in such a big hall, you know, stretching your hand this way. And, you know, so, I mean, it's amazing. God is wonderful. 11, 12! Now, this is the video. Woo! Live Triumphal Church. So, Triumphant Church was already taken. So we're looking for a name. We're looking for a name that still had triumph. You understand what I'm saying? I just felt, you know, and funny enough, the Lord just let us. He didn't say anything particularly about that at the time. So I just felt it had to be a continuation from what God had done with the youth fellowship. I was wrong, you know. But, I mean, for registration purposes, we went with Live Triumphal. You needed to have seen drama each time we were trying to teach the children in children's church the name of their church. And for context, this was Ikotuigbe. So you're trying to teach these bilingual kids, you know, who predominantly are Yoruba speaking, to say Live Triumphal. Oh, my God. You know, that's, I had to go and pray again. I said, this can't be the name of this church. This cannot be the name of this church. You know, so well, but it's just beautiful to see.
It's here. It's finally here. We prayed about it. We gave towards it. And it's finally here. It's 11-11-12. Inaugural service of Life Triumphal Church. It's happening at 18/20 Angyama Drive. Off Ijegun Road, Ikotun, Lagos is the address. Showing on the screen right now are numbers you can call to ask for directions. We can also mail you the map, the direction of the place. Whatever it takes, wherever you are, London, United States of America, you must just...
Did you hear that?
Join us as we proclaim God's name at the inaugural service of...
Well, was I out of my mind? Like, where did this confidence come from? Wherever you are, London, United States of America, I don't know, and, you know, just seeing so many little details stand out for me. I know at this time I was wearing bigger suits because I had given out all my suits, you know, and I don't know. It's just so, this is so nostalgic, and I don't know what to say. Like, I was announcing the inaugural service. So beautiful. God is so faithful. Oh, now the first service we had at Silverbed Cinemas. So this was what happened. After service one day at Ikotun, we drove to Ikeja City Mall to see a movie, White House Down. And I was enjoying myself seeing the movie, but somewhere halfway, I began to see visions. I began to see people in that same hall, you know, listening to the word of God, worshiping and all of that. It was weird because I didn't know of any church that was using the cinemas at the time. Very weird, you know. So, I mean, I just casually told the people by my side that this is what I saw, and we just laughed it off. But as I went home, the nudge got stronger. I prayed about it, and I had a nudge that I knew that that vision I saw was from the Lord, and we're going to go by it. I remember how scared I was, you know, just climbing up the spiral staircase, you know, at Ikeja City Mall, going to see the manager. I mean, what offer do we have financially? And I asked the Lord, I said, are you really sending us to do this? And he said, yes. And as a sign, this is the amount they're going to ask you to pay, he told me. You know, and well, we went and he said the amount. I was comforted that at least the Lord told me how much we're going to ask for. But where the money will come from was another thing, you know. So, I mean, we literally had meetings. And we literally sold things. We sold things to pay for just the first month. So we paid for the first month, you know. And we raised money for the quarter before the first month ended. You know, I have more details than that. But, you know, I know Pastor Mike sold his tab. Pastor Gideon sold his tab. I sold my TV. I sold even my suits. I sold things. You know, we sold things. Pastor Laji was working at Vanguard at the time. So she gave money. I don't know. And it was just beautiful. You know, just imagine telling people who had been part of the workforce at Ikoto and who knew that we were literally paying our salary. Did I say salary? We were literally paying the rent of that place by faith. You know, just telling them, guess what, guys? We're moving to a hall that's going to cost like four times this price. You know, some people actually admitted later, you know, people like, you know, Joe Deep admitted that he just told someone, like, I mean, it's good that pastor wants to try something audacious. We know it will fail. They will drive us out of there after 1 month, but we'll come back here, but it'll be okay. You know, but God really did send us. And it showed. Like, there was just a positive shift from then on. And we're grateful to God. Let me tell you what I preached that first service. That was January 4, 2014. I preached on how to have a good year. I think that sermon has been repeated once or twice by other pastors, how to have a good year. And I gave, I think, 6 or 7 points. The second service, I mean, the second Sunday was, I can't quite remember, but it was a great time. Wow! This is what Yard 158, Kudirat Tabiola Way, Lagos. So, we're about to move. This charisma, the song, I mean, this is way before it was released, you know. Oh boy, you know, so I mean, at the time I'd begun receiving songs from the Lord and started sharing it with the church and all of that. And this was our first time in this hall we're moving to. I just wanted to show our people the place and, you know, for us to pray there. And it was powerful, it was beautiful. So, please, let me just watch it till the end. I don't think it's that long. That's Pastor Mayo. That's Enoch. I still see a lot of faces. That's Tomiwa. Spreading from here to the whole wide world. The word is growing mightily, prevailing, yes. Spreading. Man, beyond, I think that. I think that along with every revival will be sounds. God really gives sounds to re-buttress, you know, his commitment to a revival. And I mean, that's what I see here as well. So beautiful.
Hi there. One thing that will ensure that you end 2018 a success.
Fasting almost finished me. This be
your attitude to your spiritual life. And the good news is
I was weighing 52 kg.
To Abuja. Sound the alarm. That's good news. So 7th of January, this Sunday, we're beginning.
Look at the frog. Okay, let me be serious.
All right. And it's going to take place 9 a.m. at Genesis Cinema City Plaza,
so
at
powerful.
Central Business District. Join me and my family and experience progress and joy of faith.
Oh,
2018
wonderful.
Will meet you prepared.
Be there. Wow. Oh, God is so faithful. That's so beautiful. And that was announcing the start of the Abuja Church. The urgency with which the prophecy came was so compelling. At the time, we didn't even have enough time to do like a proper search for a house. So, in fact, we moved into Abuja before the house, you know, arrangement was finalized. So, we just moved into a hotel. You know, we spent a week there before it was finalized. And it's just beautiful. It's just beautiful. We just had like prophetic confirmation. We're supposed to move to Abuja. God had told me 5 years prior that he was giving me 5 years for Lagos, after which he was going to move me temporarily to another city. And confirmations came. They came at a time I thought that logically and strategically what we should do was to focus on the Lagos move. We had just moved to Yadwon 58, which was like a big event place, and I really just wanted to see the place filled with, you know, disciples and all of that. But God had other plans and shipped me away, you know, to another city. I felt vulnerable. I really had to trust the Lord, and that's where I wrote the song, Yes to Your Will, Yes to Your Way, Yes to the What, the When, the Where. Little did I know that myriads of people were waiting for me in that city. You know, there are some things you never know until you obey. There is no practice for walking on water in the boat. You just have to step out there, trust in the Lord. You know, and the first service we had, 136 people, I'll never forget. And somewhere in my mind, I was like, oh yeah, they just came to welcome me. I'll know the true number next week, Sunday. But that was it. The number never dropped from 110. The list was about 110 ever. And people were, in fact, as I was preaching the first Sunday, there were many people who were never going to church at all. They were not going to church at all. You know, they just knew that we're waiting for something. And we came, people like Vicky Sings, she says, as I was preaching the first time, she was crying like, finally, you know, and it was just beautiful. And well, here we are. Glory be to God. Oh my God. By faith in what you've done. That's me running. Oh my God. Even and redeemed, I stand. You see, oh my God, these songs are really ingrained in the history of this church. Leave it. That's PK, Tommy, and Gamey. Ah, That's PL on the side wearing whites. She's not really sure. Oh my God. So that was the launch of the Kerima album. That was what we now call Reboot Camp. It was called Christ Celebration Convocation. CCC. Oh my God. Happy anniversary celebration, church. Well, we have just started. A billion souls, 10,000 cities. God is preserving our testimony, preserving our zeal, preserving our focus. And like Caleb, even in our old age, our energy will not be depleted. Our focus will still be on the gospel. And like Paul, we say, we count not ourselves to have apprehended, but this one thing we do, forgetting the things that are past, reaching out to the things that are before, we press on the mark of the prize of the high calling of God in Jesus Christ. Amen. Happy anniversary. Thank you. Thank you for this.